Yaroslav Trofimov is the chief foreign affairs correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. He is in Kyiv. I spoke to him late this afternoon. Yaroslav, what have you been seeing in Kyiv this past 24 hours?
Well, it's mostly what we've been hearing. We've been hearing a lot of airstrikes and the thought of artillery on the horizon. And we've really been seeing empty streets because Kyiv has been under a curfew all day since Saturday night and until Monday morning. And the curfew is necessary, the authorities here say, because of Russian infiltrators. There have been Russian sleeper cells and Russian agents and saboteurs, as the government puts it. They've been trying to take over buildings in the Ukrainian capital, have been engaging in firefights. And so the government says they need this time to hunt them down. And so during the night, we've heard for two nights in a row, shooting in the streets of Kyiv, exchanges of gunfire. During the day, it's been quiet. And tonight, it's also been quiet. So it looks like the Ukrainians are finally getting control of every corner of the city, while at the same time, battles are raging on the outskirts of the city. And those are real, real battles, you know, using artillery, aviation, the drones that Turkey had supplied to Ukraine. And we've seen evidence of Ukraine stopping this offensive, of destroying several Russian columns of armor and pushing back the Russian forces from the immediate vicinity of Kyiv.
Are people sticking to the curfew? Are they out trying to get whatever they need for the next couple of days? I mean, you seem to be in a place that has electricity, has an internet connection.
Right. So electricity is uninterrupted in the city. Mobile phones work. There is internet. There is food in the stores. People were not supposed to go out today on Sunday, but yesterday we went to the big supermarket. It was still well stocked, you know, from before the war, I suppose. ATMs still work and have cash. I was able to pay, for my groceries with Apple Pay. So in some ways, it's very normal. But in other ways, it's an empty city. It used to be just 4 days ago, a modern, bustling European capital with, you know, nightclubs and restaurants. And all of that has ended now.
Are most people staying above ground at night? Are they trying to go in bomb shelters, subway stations, basements?
I think most people have left. Most people with small children, most people with elderly parents have boarded buses and cars and trains and fled to the west of Ukraine, which is much safer than Kyiv, that is not being attacked by Russia as often, and where the threat of Russian soldiers showing up on your doorstep is much lower in the immediate future. So I would say sort of, you know, a ballpark estimation is about a third of the residents of Kyiv have stayed behind. But that third is mostly young people who want to fight. And so we have seen, you know, thousands and thousands of mostly young men, but also women joining the new territorial defense forces, you know, and those are people of all walks of life, you know, all joining the resistance against the Russians. And the Ukrainian government just said today that in addition to the 200,000 regular troops that they have, 100,000 people signed up for the military in the last 48 hours.
Are the people in Kyiv tonight aware of how the world perceives what's happening?
I think they are aware, but they also see it as a bit of too little too late, because they are now receiving military help. You know, lots of countries such as Germany that opposed sending weapons to Ukraine, that opposed sanctioning Russia, have now changed tack. But the way many Ukrainians see it, if it had been much sterner in the past, if it allowed Ukraine to have air defenses, which, you know, Western nations refused to sell to it last year, then there wouldn't be these bombings, and Russia wouldn't have this freedom to inflict damage on one of Europe's oldest cities.
Yaroslav Trofimov of the Wall Street Journal joining us from Kyiv tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.